Zvachim per ches mishneches. Dam tmimim mit dam balimumim. Dam tmimim was mixed together with dam balimumim. Tmimim is karbonas that are kosher. And it's mixed together with balimumim. We've mentioned this case in Mishneh Zayin, that here there's an isser of being shofech. This is not a gzeira with a kped lechet chila midrabon. This is an isser gomer to be zeirik because balimumim are mo salam esbech. So we hear meikra din deraisa yeshofech la'amo. We look at the taruvus adam as having in it dam balimumim, and therefore yeshofech la'amo. Kois bekoisois, there was a shchitas behema, and next to the kohen who's shechting this behema, which is kosher, a behema was shechted, and it was discovered to be a balmum after the zrika. There's a kois that's mole dam, dama nefesh, of a behema balmum, and it's mixed up together with the kois. Not the kois was spilled with the taruvus of dam, the kois is mixed up. Reb Leza Oimer, korov kois echod, yikrivu kol ha-koisos. This is a very interesting halacha. Reb Leza says, if one of the koisos was already nizrak, ala mizbeach, again, you shouldn't, b'chet chila, avad yishofech lama, you can't be zorik from balimumen. But the evidence, once one was done, so then yikrivu kol ha-koisos. Why? There's a din that you could be toiler that the dam that was nizrak was from the posel, was from the balmum, and now what you're holding in your hand is koisos of dam kosher. Even if all of them were nizrak except for one, yishofech lama, even though the chances are that the one that was left over is a kosher. There was only one kois of a balmum. So the ma'aseh, the halacha is yishofech lama. So if it's from four separate karbonas, the ma'aseh, all of them are going to have to bring other karbonas. You have no idea which one was yotzi dechavasa, which one not, because this one kois was spilled out. What is the machlokes between the Beleza and the Chachamim? So we refer back to Mishneh. We have the same machlokes over there. Ivorim be'evrei balimumin, Beleza, Mkar v'shechem, and Yikrav v'cholaroshim v'chule. So that's the machlokes. And the pshat is over there also, there's a gzeis hakosa we explained. Mum bom lo yirotzu lachem. Reb Leza learns that the isser of being makir from a balmum is only when it's oimed ba'atzmoy, not when it's oimed together with others. So memela, over here, there would be a tzad, not a tzad. Reb Leza holds that you could be makriv, you could be zerik from all the koises together, as long as there's what to be toilu. However, there is a tzad that maybe kois is dam, which is the ikam mechaper, that's mamish shafs lechalois matir machshir, would be worse than evor, and that's why the Mishnah has to speak it out twice. Mishnah test hanitonim lamato shenis arvu benitonim lamala. Here, dam is mixed up. What's mixed up is dam oilo with dam chatus oilo. Let's say or shlom any other carbon which is. Shtayim shein arba lamato, mixed up in korban chatos, the dam of korban chatos, which is the mokim nesinus adam is lemalo. So we have another machloike. So b'lezo ayme yiten lemalo, he should put the dam lemalo. V'roya ani es ha-tachtoinim lemalo ki'ilu emayim. The dam of the tachtoinim should be put on the mizbech lemalo. And we don't call that Zrika's dam shaloi b'mkoyimah, because we see it ki'ilu ein mayin. V'yachzeh, then he goes back. V'yitin lamato, and he puts it lamato. V'achom mayim yishof chulamo. So what exactly is the shittur of Leza, and what are the chacham magim? So the first clue is the next few words. V'im loy nimlach, even according to the chachamim, there's only an iser lechatchilo. But let's say the shiloh wasn't asked, and the kohen did it. He taka put lamalo, and then he put the nitonim lamalo in the taruvus. He put lamato v'nosan kosher. That means the chacham don't have a problem with what was done. They just hold that's awesome. So this be'emesin is the chachamim and Reb Elazar arguing l'shita same. Now we had an earlier mishnah, the mishnah dalid, about putting evrei oilo with bizar chatos. It got mixed up together. Evrei chatos with evrei oilo. So evrei oilo are put on the Mizbech. Every chatos are not put on the Mizbech. So we said over there that the posuk that says that one puts on the Mizbech only what one puts on is only when it was put on. According to Reb Elazar, we dash in Vela Mizbech le yalu l'reach nichoyach. It's only when it's put on l'shem reich nichayich. If it was put on shalei l'shem reich nichayich, it's not isur. There's a reason why he put the evorim shalei b'mkayim, because they were mixed up with the other evorim that had to be put. So, well, that's not a problem. He's not putting evorim of chatos vir l'shem haktorah. He's only putting l'shem evrei oilo that are roi laktorah. So here also, he's putting the dam on the mizbeach. On the chelik elyon in the mizbeach, the dam that's nizrak lamato, not a problem because he's putting it shaloi l'shem that dam should be put lamal. The chacham don't hold that drush; they don't hold that idea. You can't put something shaloi b'mkaimim, therefore you shav kulamo, but there's no psul in it. Now, the obvious question is that l'chari in lamdus it shouldn't work because once the dam was put lamalo, we have a halacha that zrika shaloi b'mkaimim. What's chal is the ritzui, the carbon is done. It was niskaper. It's chal, Hashem carbon, and there's no matir on achilo. So you can't redo that. Once the ritzui was effected, practically, it was chal, the ritzui, the kapar of the carbon, you can't go back and do the zrika lamato, which would be matir achilas odom, achilas mizbech. So how does it work? How could you put lamato again as zrika and it's a regular carbon? So, l'chayrit shouldn't work. Forget about whether you're allowed to put l'malo als the dom shenitin l'malo. L'chayrit, the dam that's toned, zrika, l'mato should not have a din l'mato. So you want to say, the Mishnah should say, according to Rebbe, you could do it, but it will have a din, that it's a zrika shalei b'mkaimu. And the answer to that is that zrika shalei b'mkaimu, we spoke that out in the third parak, is that zrika shalei b'mkaimu only has the toikif, the koyach, of a mechaper avivite was put there l'shem zrika. If it was put there shalei l'shem zrika, then it does not have a din of a zrika sadam. Over here, we would call it even a mesasik. It's put over here shalei l'shem zrika. Like a hepech kavon, it's mafkiyat midei l'shem zrika sadam. Therefore, it does not have a din that it was nitin l'malo. I, the issue of putting it shalei b'mkaim. On that, Rebbe Elazar has his drosha. And on that, Rebbe Elazar and the Chacham have their machlokes l'shitasem. That's the pshat over here.